Shalom, זה שיעור מיוחד לציון יום ההסתלקות.
This is a special lesson on the topic of the yahrzeit of Baal HaSulam. Rav, please.
Yes. We are in the outskirts of Yom Kippur. As usual, we want to mark the day of the departure of Baal HaSulam, our great guide, our great teacher, who shines our path to the Creator. How we, out of his firstborn son, Rabbi Shalom, Levi Ashlag, Baruch Shalom Levi Ashlag, Rabash, hence everything we have on our path, we actually owe them, especially Baal HaSulam, who is from Adam HaRishon. We have such souls, very special ones, and like Baal HaSulam writes himself, he received the incarnation of the soul of the Ari, which is why everything the Ari wanted to give to the world and couldn't, because he altogether lived with his students for a year and a half. He gave it in the incarnation to Baal HaSulam, and Baal HaSulam continued with that same soul, which extended this disclosure, this revelation in the 20th century. And we are continuing it in the 21st century. All the Kabbalists thus far collected and corrected and prepared for us, and we need to do specifically in these times, in these articles, these materials, we find the whole of life. Let's start reading these excerpts, and accordingly we will talk about it.
First excerpt is from Rabash, Introduction to a Sage's Fruit. And here I come to praise my father and teacher, whose holy words shine in our generation, the generation of darkness and concealment. And concerning the concealment and revelation, I heard from him, the Holy One, on the eve of Sukkot 1942 in Jerusalem, when he entered the Sukkah, the tabernacle, to see if it was properly built. And if one corrects the discernment of waste, barn, and winery, the discernment of Malchut, Man of Nukva, considered the seventh millennium, one is rewarded with the tenth millennium, considered Gal. Such a soul comes down to the world once every 10 generations. Thus far the content of his holy words. From these holy words we can understand the greatness of the soul of my father and teacher, and his degree while saying them. He had told me several times that he had never said words of Torah without first attaining the words of Torah from inside the degree.
Meaning this was truly a special revelation of a person of this world to the upper force, to the Creator. And we have yet to have such an example like Baal HaSulam, that to such an extent reached complete adhesion. I can't compare between him and Rashbi. I don't understand in this nor in that. But nevertheless, according to what he has done for our generation, there is no one that could have done such. Hence all these great ones, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and later the Holy Ari, and then Baal HaSulam, these are the great ones who brought us the revelation of the Creator, from which we especially learn, and by which we want to also attain this degree and bring contentment to the Creator and to reveal adhesion to Him. Please.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, The Work of the Greatest in the Generation. Baal HaSulam made it so that if an ordinary person follows his way, he can achieve the vikut, the adhesion with the Creator, just like a dedicated wise disciple. Before him, one had to be a great wise disciple in order to be rewarded with the vikut with the Creator. Before the Baal Shem Tov, one even had to be among the greatest in the world, or he would not be able to attain godliness.
Well, and in our times, after Rabash opened for us also all the words of Baal HaSulam, but in our personal work in groups and all that we need to do, as he brought forth all the writings of Baal HaSulam through Shamati, through the book of Shamati, and also through what he wrote himself, which is all the internal spiritual work. From here onwards, we can already, each and every one of us, not the greatest of the generation, nor the greatest of the nation, or one in 100 generations like it was before, but truly, each and every one of us can reach a state in which everything is open before us. It all depends on a person, more correctly, on the connection of a person with his 10. If that's not enough in the connection of a person with tens, then the connection of tens with all of reality, all of humanity. But everything is open and ready before us. All that remains is for us to implement it. And there are no questions, seemingly. Meaning it can't be written, it can't be clear what to do in a person in order to correct oneself and reach adhesion to the Creator, the degree of Adam Rishon. If you have questions, you can ask, please. We are continuing.
Excerpt number 3. From Rabash, letter 29. Baal HaSulam promised us that by walking in his path and following his guidance, we will be rewarded with his eternity. To cling onto him and to enter the king's palace. Although we all feel that we have not the properly pure qualities to be the king's servant, still the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, since all the indecent qualities that are inherently within us, the Creator has planted them in us and has created us with all the lowliness. Baal HaSulam said, "The Lord is high and the low will see, because the Creator loves truth. The Creator brings near those who are truly low."
Again,
excerpt number 3. Balasulam promised us by walking in his path and following his guidance, we will be rewarded with the Creator's eternity, to cling onto him and to enter the king's palace. Although we all feel that we have not the properly pure qualities to be the king's servant, still the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Since all the indecent qualities that are within us, the Creator has planted them in us and has created us with all the lowliness. Balasulam said, "The Lord is high and the low will see." Because the Creator loves truth, the Creator brings near those who are truly low.
Hebrew 10.
Rabash writes that those who follow the Balasulam's guidance and walk on his path will be rewarded with eternity. We really want this. We want to get to this degree. Even though it feels very far from us to walk on this path, and furthermore, to follow his guidance. We've been in a very exciting 24 hours.
Whose microphone is open and we're hearing all those noises from? Please turn off all the microphones. And don't make noises next to them. What do you want to ask again?
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
After a very intensive day to follow the Balasulam's guidance and walk in his path, and Rabash and how Rav has been guiding us, the day was very intensive. We had a lot of internal exertion. It's a feel with this reality that we don't have galaxy, we don't have this great feeling of missing, and we also had this great feeling of being mature and being able to know that many tens were in this effort in making this happen. And it's really burning for me to ask, how do you feel this? Do you feel the tens and how we worked, how we were in that internal work?
I received a little bit of a report, and I'm very happy that there was a connection between tens and that you connected, and even several times you repeated that connection, and you were in communications and reading and study and speech. I'm very happy of that. That shows of your maturity, the extent in which you understand that you're in a special state, in a special world. And in accordance with the state of the world and its deterioration, truly from above down more and more, we are moving towards an ascent accordingly more and more. And I really hope that we will succeed caring between us, in the connection between us and in our attitude towards the world, such that really for the sake of correction of the world too will bring us closer to them, Nebauch, and we will merit the adhesion of him. We need to show him that we are operating in all of humanity. And then in accordance with our attitude towards all of humanity, we will merit coming closer to him. We just need to understand this, that this is part of our work on our ego, of Nebaruch. That if we are in our egos, we don't quite want so much, we're not so drawn or worried about the correction of the world. And by that too, if we're not so drawn towards it, then by this we also show how we don't care the correction of the world. We don't care what the Creator expects of us. But each cares for himself. When will I? When will I? So instead of when will I asking, When will the world, when will humanity reach this? We're not allowed to ask otherwise, because we're in the last generation. And let's understand this and agree with this. And with a tendency towards the whole world, advertise, spread this knowledge to the whole world. Especially since by this we will grow. Otherwise we have no right to exist in growth. It's like we're asking for ourselves, bring us, give us, when will you come to us? And that's it. So that our appeal to the Creator will be true, spiritual, we have to come to Him with the deficiency outside of us, not ours. And according to what is revealed in the world, we see how the Creator is already ready to be revealed in the lower ones. And therefore, in this, we need to show Him that we are ready to be besides Him, His helpers, those who transfer the method of correction to the whole world. Then we will merit.
I have to share, we were afraid what we would do for 24 hours without Rav. And the opposite happened. Because of this individual, mature connection, we felt the Rav more with us. That He was with us in the tent, that He was guiding us and to the whole world, that we could feel Rabash, and we couldn't ask for more than this.
I'm very satisfied with this. I'm very satisfied with you. Just put an emphasis on this. A little more is missing for us. Not to forget that we must go out to the broad world and to start sending them these messages as much as they will be there. It's just like you're putting now a seed in the ground and you're starting to see it after months. And this could be for us also. After months, you will see that something comes out from this, these sprouts that emerge from the land. It's truly so. So this is why we need also in this to be in patience. People who work the earth, who seed into the earth, they know that it will take a few months until we will see something. And maybe in 6 months before we can actually harvest. And if it's trees, it could be years. So we need to relate to our work in such a way with humanity in the broad public. I myself I'm not ready for this really. And I must admit that I'm not quite ready, but I can see that the reality is drawing us towards this, that we have no choice. This is why I'm telling you, because each of us wants to come to adhesion to the Creator, to revelation of the Creator, to the implementation of that which is upon us, of the part of His soul. So I'm emphasizing what it depends upon. It depends on how much we care for others, specifically the broad public. This will awaken more connection between us, and then we will be able to approach the world kli greater. Not ours, but completely the world kli. The soul of Adam Rishon fully. Okay? Haifa 1.
Everything you said is really felt in the heart. With the meetings that we had in this Yom Kippur, we really want to accelerate the times. We want to hasten it. We want this feeling that we had of the connection. We want to really hasten and do what you're asking.
It's very pleasant for me to hear such things. Nice. We will advance in this. I can see that we have special care from above, and we feel Him and are changing accordingly. Very nice. Good. So let's continue.
Excerpt number 4 from Rabash, Purposes of Society. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Balasulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not remain as a beast.
This is our work and this is our goal, to use what Balasulam wrote and Rabash added to him in the group work, in our individual work, and by this reach a state where we reach the degree of Adam, one who resembles the Creator, and not remain in the degree of a beast, which is just the degree to prepare us for the degree of Adam. Okay?
קטע מספר 5 מהרבה שיגרת כ"ח.
Let's do excerpt number 5. This is from Rabash, letter 28. Even though we were rewarded with hearing the words of the living God from the Shekhinah divinity that was speaking out of the mouth of Balasulam, the choice still remains with us. Thus, although he had revealed to us many revelations, it was only in order to guide us, so we might walk unaided. Hence, for each innovation he had revealed to us in the Torah, which brought us elation and great confidence to dedicate our lives only for the sake of the Creator, there promptly came a hardening of the heart, as in, for I have hardened his heart, so we would later be able to make our own choice, as this is called labor without support. His intention was to bring us to the desired wholeness.
To push us to emerge out of our egos, which is called that we are under the control of Pharaoh in the exile of Egypt. So just as we can see from the story of Egypt, the Creator is constantly burdening the heart of Pharaoh, our evil inclination, and pushes us more, presses us more, causes us more troubles. And then by all these things that we feel from him, we receive eventually a decision that we have to run away from him. We have to rise above it, and only in such a way that this is how we need to use this to come out of there. Therefore, don't be afraid that from day to day we become worse and worse on one hand, and on the other hand, not be afraid that our ego is becoming greater from day to day. All in all, it needs to come to such dimensions that we are not capable of tolerating it anymore. And we must, by any means, rise above it and run away from it. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. We have to come to this. That's that first degree that's before us. But again, we come out of Egypt only under the condition that we're coming out, that we're leaving by wanting to do spiritual work in this. Not so that we will run away. Because our will to receive in Egypt feels very good. Even later, when they exit Egypt and are in the desert or in the land of Israel, meaning in the desire that's aimed towards the Creator. The land of Israel is called Eretz, desire. That's aimed Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. We too fall into a state in which we want to return, because our ego had it all good in Egypt. And this is why we need to understand that all our work is rising above that. And the first upliftment is connecting to the ten. You cannot exit Egypt only through the connection in the ten, just as we see It was done in the desert immediately after the reception of the Torah. Jethro comes and explains to Moses how the whole people of Israel need to be arranged according to tens, 100s, thousands, everything according to such groups in which each will be able to connect to his small group, to his 10. And then by this, eventually, they start to connect to the upper force.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот Бальсулам всю свою жизнь вот он положил на распространение всему миру. И такие статьи он
Бальсулам dedicated his life to dissemination. He wrote all the time. And if we look at Rabash, he was more internal. He was focusing on the 10, on the group. And we can see with you, sometimes there's an inclination to dissemination and sometimes to the group. How do we connect these two inclinations together?
Yes, we yes. Lefamim anachnu nimshachim.
Sometimes we are drawn to more internal work. Sometimes we are drawn to more external work. For us, still, these works are not bound together to one system. They're not connected together. But later it will pass. You will see that slowly, all the types of work in the group and with oneself, with the world, it all belongs to one kli. And even though he might have all kinds of changes, those changes will be different. Changes in the rosh, toch sof of the parzuf, katnut gadlut, connection to other parzufim in all kinds of degrees of galgalta inayim and dachap between them. Types of work will be different, but with that you won't feel that you're disconnecting from one form of work to another, but rather just completing, complementing one work relative to the other work. So we will see this along the way. I'm very happy that you were connected between you today, that you know how to search the friends, how to connect to others outside of the lesson. It's very important. In truth, it's more important than the lesson itself. And let's hope that you will continue these connections as much as possible every day, that you will have at least two meetings outside of the morning lesson and the evening lesson. And this way we will continue to advance. Because according to the pace of the deteriorating world, we must truly take a leap upwards towards our connection. Who do we have there? Hebrew 10, what?
I would like to go back to Baal HaSulam. When you were looking for the truth, you went through a few methods. You told us a few times about your search for spirituality. What was special for you about Baal Sulam's method that ever since you found him, you were loyal and dedicated to that method?
Look, first of all, I came to this search at, I looked for in length, but in Israel, I started searching when I was around age 28. And I, by my nature, am a scientist. I love science. I believe science. I'm not a so-called spiritual person, as they talk about in the world. I'm very practical, very technical. And when I would come to all kinds of places looking for the truth, I saw that everyone is so-called spiritual. Oh, we will pray, we will ask, and more. I don't belong to that, let's put it that way. Because also psychology, the psychology of then, today's psychology is a little more realistic. I couldn't attribute myself to that so much. And I've been through many stages. I was in Itri, I went in the Dvar Yerushalayim in such seminaries. I went to Chabad, I studied for 6 months in a seminary there in Kfar Chabad. I was in all kinds of places. I traveled to all kinds of lectures. I spoke to all kinds of people. Because everyone said, according to the questions that you're asking, why are you living? What are we living for? What's the purpose of the existence of a person? Science can't answer that because it has clear boundaries of what it engages in. But science deals with according to the instruments a person has, our five senses, which what we receive, that's what we have, of course, plus the instruments that we build to our five senses. Therefore, there's nothing more. And it turns out that in religions, there's no more except flavors that are written, and that's it. And nothing other than that. And just observe these customs. And in science also, look at what is there. You want to be a scientist? Please come. So there's here and there, seemingly things that are very limited. When I came to Rabash, and I seemingly came there by chance, as if by chance. Then what caught me was the first 5 minutes. Because an old man stood before me, opened the book, and said, let's start. And started reading. And after every word, he gave an explanation, a simple one, so precise and full, that I didn't know what to do. I was choked up by what all of a sudden I started to understand. To feel, I'm not a great one of feelings. But when I started to grasp with my intellect how they grasp the totality of creation, those who learn here in this place, that was with Rabash. How they're learning this, how they understand this, how they are truly arranging this. It's truly science, science, not religion, but science of all of reality, not just of this world, but of the cause of all of reality, of the way of all reality. And it was so logical that you can't break it. You don't need to believe. You investigate, and as much as your feelings and intellect can handle, and then above that, please, you can advance, expand your feeling, expand your mind, expand your senses, additional senses more, which you're told that you can develop, and then you emerge beyond that boundary, that bubble, that your nature sustains you in, holds you in, which we cannot breach out to other dimensions, beyond time, space, motion. We can. We can. We will work on ourselves and discover such abilities, forces, that we will be able to exit them. This is what he explains, and in such a simple and logical way that it's all before a person. Only if you have a desire. If you don't have a desire, then you go. But if you have a desire, you remain. And that's ever since I'm adhered to it, and I haven't seen, I'm willing to listen to anyone. Yes? But there's no method that can advance and expand a person to that extent to true spirituality. There are many methods that can give a person a feeling like he's uplifting above the regular world, in his feelings, in his impressions. There are many such methods, but they are not scientific methods, where it goes together with sfirot, worlds, parzufim, where you know where you are, and in a special connection between science and spiritual science, and spiritual attainment, and humanity, and all of reality, where you connect them and understand that other than that, there is nothing. Above that, nothing but a upper force that is in all of this reality that you're revealing, and you operate in this, you are in this. That Bala Sulam gave us. That is,
Bala Sulam gave us this innovation in the wisdom of Kabbalah. In that period, they also resisted it. They were against this message, this method, the way of life. And today, it's very relevant. Are we also going to have these resistances? Or are there going to be other conditions?
There is nothing today. Like I'm saying, the whole world is deteriorating downwards, cascading downwards. All those spiritual people are disappearing slowly, slowly. And we are ascending upwards. And day after day, we are entering a state in which the resistance, the relevant resistance, the true serious resistance cannot rise, but rather whatever resistances there are such in order to conceal, not in order to find the truth, but rather in order to replace, let's say, Bala Sulam gave the commentary of the Sulam to the latter, to the Zohar. So there are others who are writing now other commentaries of different kinds and want to advance those. And several other kinds of things. But in truth, this stems from Rashash and all kinds of things. This has been for a long time now. For many years that it's been continuing, the whole dispute. I don't think that we have any point in that of discerning such things, because there's nothing to scrutinize there. We need to advance and show them that the method of Bala Sulam especially is a general and it's for all. Look at what he writes about our generation. He writes for all of humanity. He writes for all of people, no matter what race or religion or faction they belong to. They all belong to Adam Rishon. They all belong to the same system. There's no division here to anything, except each should find his role and observe it. Do you understand? This is why you have none such that takes these things in such a general and broad way. Okay.
No. Can I also ask, Rav?
Well,
what kind of prayer do we need today?
To be worthy, to be called a student of Rabash and Bala Sulam. That's the same thing. Only Bala Sulam operated in a more general way. Worlds, Parzufim, Sfirot, reality, above time, space. And Rabash operated in a more personal way, building a person inside the group and attainment of man, of Adam, inside the, from within the group, inside the ten, which is for us more important. In us, it divides the two in truth. As in our individual work, we are more connected to Rabash. And in the general observation we have upon all of reality, we're connected to Bala Sulam. This is how it comes out. And really, until I brought many students to Rabash, he had no need to write. He talked to me many things. And didn't even want me to write next to him. He said, don't worry. It enters and doesn't leave you. And when I wanted to always take out a piece of paper and a pen and write while he was writing, he said, no, no. You listen, otherwise you won't hear. And that's really true. That if a person is afraid to miss every single word of his rabbi, it enters him. Although it could be that's inside and it's not revealed. But this is correct. But when many students came, he started to write. Yes.
I noticed that Bala Sulam wrote a song. Did he write any other songs?
All the songs that Bala Sulam wrote are on the site and you can hear them in, by our musicians. Yes?
What's the title? How can I find this?
I don't know. Ask the guys that are understand about our archive and they'll tell you. PT24.
Rav, why? I perceive that in this generation there's a generation with a Kabbalist that attains. And we see in this generation too. We see in the time of Bala Sulam, there is one and there's others around like Rav Kook, but there's always one at the center teaching Kabbalah like Abraham, and it was throughout history. Is there a reason for this?
I don't know. This is the will from above that it's cascaded this way. And there always is one and around him, also many such that come against him, and so on. The Creator discerns things this way. We need to see this as the upper will that is realizing all of development this way. That's how it is. What to do? We need to be more focused on what we need to do.
It's good that we can be focused on one thing and not get confused with all these other things. But throughout history, it seems to be this way that there's one that comes and causes all of the noise, all the truth.
I don't know. I don't consider myself as a Kabbalist, a great Kabbalist. Certainly, I'm more of an organizer. My work is more organizational work. I need to organize people that will learn from Rabash and Bala Sulam. And not that I am somehow the continuing of the continuous of their path in the wisdom of Kabbalah. I am teaching more correctly. We will wait for there to be more people will come, maybe amongst you, maybe from amongst our students, our friends, that will grow and be. But in truth, I don't see a need in this. The method is so clarified and revealed that all that remains is to implement it, to realize it. I don't see that we have to add to this method too much other than its practical implementation. Instead of, well, to explain a little bit more here and a little bit more there, you know, that a person himself explains to himself the moment he starts to be in this social engagement according to Rabash, or in his attainments according to Shamati or Bala Sulam. But in truth, there's not much to add. When we do with you lessons, what are we doing? We're learning what's written in their writings. We're trying to accordingly arrange our internality, our inner structure of each and every one of us, and thus to reveal the system of connections between us, and in it, the revelation of the upper force. For if we adapt ourselves, our system, to the Creator, He will be revealed in the system. That's it. That's why the revelation of the method itself, I don't think that there is much more here. Let's say if you tell me, write something, do something. I don't. All our things are all together, how we're implementing this method. And more than that, there is none. Rabash, I think, is actually, he actually completed it all. There could be a little addition here and there, but truly, where such giants emerge like Bala Sulam and Rabash, there are none. And those who want to write from all kinds of streams of Judaism, you know, all kinds of such commentaries, other ones of the Zohar and this and that, it just shows how this approach is not pure in order to contradict the others. That's truly, we see this. Always when there's resistances, there's always someone who wants to show himself as wiser or smarter. I don't think we need to engage in that. Our direction is one. Connection between us, and to bring forth the connection of the whole world. That's it. We need to especially understand that all that's occurring in the world is an invitation. This attracts us to disseminate the method of connection, arvut, in the right language to all the people in the world, to all of humanity.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Good evening, Rav and World Kli. When we gather together for dissemination, we always move towards our arvut and the lines of connection and these messages. And we're very careful from talking about the Creator. Now the question is, the method of Bala Sulam, can it be taught and learned by people who don't attain the upper world?
I don't know. I don't care. What does it matter if people will come now and write all kinds of methods of their own? I don't look at that. I don't even know what there is in the market. In my times, I couldn't buy one Kabbalah book in any store in Israel. Today, you have whole stores that have Kabbalah books, complete shelves filled, everything. Only what to buy. As each person writes. Anyone who writes, that's to buy. To go into that and get confused. It's too bad.
What I'm asking, in our dissemination, we are disseminating these values of connection, but the method itself, can we convey it without a person understanding the upper force? Because the connection between us is done by the upper force. Because what is the other method if not?
We can bring this forth without opening the whole wisdom of Kabbalah, only from us explaining that the world is integral, round, and therefore we must be connected. That's it. Or we can say, explain a little about the system of Adam HaRishon that was shattered, and that we can from that be connected. The main thing for us is to bring a person to the knowledge that we all need to be connected. And for that, we don't need to explain about religion or the wisdom of Kabbalah, but only that in order to be saved from the blows, people need to be connected. People need to eventually be organized in a system of the last generation.
Africa.
Our question is, we know that Kabbalists are normally attracted to places for specific reasons. And Balaam Sulam spent about 3 years in London. And our question is, what is so special in Europe about a place like London that kept him here for about three years, when he composed all his songs? Is there anything special about Europe that attracted him here, please?
There is nothing special in any place in the world. And also not in Israel. You can sit in Africa. And it has nothing to do with where you're sitting or studying, how to attain godliness. The upper force is everywhere. Therefore, the fact that he went to London, he had students there and he wanted to teach them, and that's why he went there. Also, Rabash traveled to England for completely materialistic reasons and taught students there. There was a big group that he taught. And that's it. And later came back. He also traveled to America and came back from there. He was there for maybe 6 months. That has nothing to do with spiritual attainments or to the relation to the songs. Wherever a person is, he has a connection with godliness. Today you have a connection through the internet with every friend in the world. And we can see that it doesn't lower, it even is actually benefiting.
Какое должно быть намерение в десятке, чтобы правильно реализовать?
What is our intention in the ten in order to implement the method of Bala Sulam?
The intention in the ten in order to implement the method of Bala Sulam and Rabash, he needs to be like they write. In order to bestow to one another, we need to connect to a system of a one partzuf. The ten is a partzuf, one partzuf. where we are all aimed towards bringing contentment to the Creator, to nullify before Him, and this annulment comes through us annulling ourselves each towards the friends. And then, when we attain this intention, according to the measure of our annulment towards the friends, even though we feel how much we hate them, this comes in two lines. By this, we attain the Creator in the middle line.
No, Kiev.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот вы вслед за Рабашем и Бальсуламом проделали огромную техническую работу по донесению.
Following Rabash and Balsulam, you did great work to bring their message to the masses.
За последние 10 лет вы разработали.
Beyond teaching every day. In the last 10 years, you developed integral education based on the methods of Rabash and Balasulam. How do you see the dissemination to the masses continuing? You have many talks with Oren, and we talk about many things. It's a whole lot.
I don't know how strong I am when it comes to methodology, or how persistent I am when it comes to presenting the material. But I hope that from this we will advance. I certainly don't know what to say. Also, now I'm continuing, both for you and for the writers and others. If I see that I have an interesting conversation, discussion, serious one with a person in the world, then I'm willing and I invite. If you are capable of convincing our system that you have what to ask and what to talk about in an individual private interview with me, I'm willing. On my behalf, there's no limitation. I'm open. Because by this, I am interested and hope that I am capable to open more and more of the method of correction. What to do onwards with this, I don't know. I think that you need to take all those conversations, articles, and what comes out of it, and to start to make from this all kinds of connections altogether, methods of different kinds, and disseminate this to the world this way. I think it would be best if we do this as we're going out now to the broad world, to all of humanity. If we will be able to open up what we know in a simple way, in a folk manner, and just feel that the whole world is accepting it, from this we will learn what we need to do and how we need to pass this method, and it will truly be advancement on our behalf towards the general correction. Yes. This is actually what we can say on this meeting. And I'm saying, moreover, that we need to try to be worthy to be called the students of Balasulam, as this was something that truly brought forth the light for our path, for our generation, for the last generation, for the generation of the Messiah, and for us to be worthy to be such in such a generation, to realize Him, to place Him in its place according to His Torah. So we will strengthen and start tomorrow morning. And for the time being, the lesson is over. And Nigun, please.
hay un rezo de fuerza para abrir bien los corazones. Cuando la luz asome, dejemos nuestra alma libre y llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos. Como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, dale, beyaja, dale, ni volver a kumarle cava. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin, a subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo del corazón que quiere acercarse, y dentro de él a un hombre acurrucarse.
Es tefila de dmaot que potrot sharei shamayim. וקושרות הקצוות, עוד מעט נלמד לחיות.
אסוביר, אסוביר, אונידוס אסוביר, קאמוס אינוס לבנדמוס אלפי. אסוביר, אונידוס אסוביר.
נעלה, נעלה, ביחד נעלה, ניפול ונקום עד לקו הסיום. נעלה, ביחד נעלה.
Subir, a subir, unidos a subir,
ni volver a Cuba de cabasium nale, bella canale.
A subir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir,
dale, dale, bella canale,
caemos y nos levantamos al fin.
Dale, ve ya, dale.